Blog Talk Radio.
Just as I am, we found one thing.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Welcome one, welcome all. Happy Sabbath. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this holy day of rest. We thank you for commune with us during the week, but this is a special day that you have set aside for us to come and to sit at your feet, to learn, to study, to show ourselves approved, to encourage each other, to testify of your goodness, Lord, your mercy and your love towards us, Lord. You are our great physician. You are our healer, our restorer, our creator, our God of God, King of kings. You are our great high priest. And we just want to thank you and glorify and magnify your name, for you are worthy to be praised. Please forgive us of our sins, Lord. Forgive us of our trespasses. Help us to be encouraged. Help us to be a blessing to those that don't know you. Help us to study, to show ourselves approved, to learn, to study your word, and to come to know you as our personal Savior. Be with us, our children, our those that have grandchildren, our family, extended family and friends, co-workers, our neighbors, our brothers and sisters in the church and our family. Bless them in a special way. And also the speaker at the appointed time, be with Brother Ricardo, Sister Samantha, and their family and friends in ministry, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, O Lord. We want to glorify, we want to magnify your name, Father, because you are worthy to be praised. So we thank you, Lord. Please be in the midst of us, Lord, as we gather here. You said where there's two or three gather, you will be in the midst. Keep us and protect us and guide us. And we thank you for seeing a new Sabbath. We thank you and we praise and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters, those that are joining us via the internet and also on the phone. Just want to welcome you this evening. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Amen. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And I just want to share my reading and see if Sister Consonelli wants to start us out with some songs. If she does, if you can please press one, if you two songs so that we all can have time to share if you do. Amen. Right after I share this reading. It says some of these have much to say upon the gifts that are often especially exercised. Well, this is in the middle of a paragraph that I'm reading. Continue. They have themselves up to wild, excitable feelings and make unintelligent sound. These are people that speaks in tongues and people that, you know, are not sound in the word of God regarding what it said to regarding speaking in tongues and what it really truly means. I digress. Let me continue. I'll start again from the top. They give themselves up to wild, excitable feelings and make unintelligent sounds, which they call the gift of tongues. And a certain class seems to be charmed with these strange manifestations. A strange spirit rules with this class, which would bear down and run over anyone who would reprove them. God's spirit is not in the word and does not attend such workmen. They have another spirit. Still, such preachers have access amongst a certain class, but this will greatly increase the labor of those servants whom God shall send, who are qualified to present before the people the Sabbath and the gifts in their proper light, and whose influence and example are worthy of imitation. The truth must be presented in a manner which will make it attractive to the intelligent mind. The truth must be presented in a manner which will make it attractive. So when we're sharing with others, we have to make it attractive, and it has to be presented in an intelligent way, because these people have an intelligent mind, you know, and it's talking about those that are educated. We are not understood as a people, but are looked upon as poor, weak-minded, low, and degraded. Then how important for all who teach and all who believe the truth to be so affected by its sanctifying influence that they elevated life should show unbelievers that they have been deceived in this people. How important that the cause of truth be stripped of everything like a false and fanatical excitement, and that the truth may stand upon its own merit, revealing its naivety and purity in character. And this is taken from the Testimony for Churches, book one, page 414 and also 415. So 414 and 415. Amen. Thank you again, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. 518-482, your line is now open. Good evening.
Thank you, Sister Carlos, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to everyone who is online at this moment, because the Sabbath is here. The Sabbath is here. And, you know, my dear brothers and sisters, I am so tired with all the wrong things that are going on here on this earth. Every day you could hear something, you know, somebody getting killed, somebody dying. Oh, it's just very, very dreary. So I would like to sing this song to begin our song, a little short song service. Weary of earth and laden with my sin, I look to heaven and long to enter in. But there no evil thing may find a home, and yet I hear a voice that bids me come. And this would be my first song that I would like to sing for us this evening. Weary of earth and laden with my sins, I look to heaven and long to enter in. But there no evil thing may find a home, and yet I hear a voice that bids me come. While I fain would tread the heavenly way, evil is ever with us day by day. Yet on our ears a gracious guidance falls. Repent, return, thou shalt be loosed from all. And the last verse of this song says, cease restless will. Cease restless will, thy lowly strength resign. I know too well how little strength is mine. Grant me, dear Lord, save and love to see. I strive no more, I give myself to thee. And this song is a prayer. It's saying we strive, we have to give ourselves to whom? We have to give ourselves to Jesus, because you try to do all the things that you can, but yes, Sylvie, you know, oh, there's so much disappointment sometimes. We just have to look to Jesus. And my next song would be God Lead Us Alone. And God has been leading us alone all through this week. He has kept us in our going out. and are calling in. He has kept us from all the busy, on the busy street, from accidents, you know, things that we our eyes could not see. And some of us have so much trouble. I hope this song would bring some comfort to us. God lead us along. That's why we are here. He called his own sheep by name and leads them out. Right? It says, in shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his children along. With water's cool flow, beat their everyone's feet, God leads his children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives the song. In the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrows, but God gives a song. In the night season and all the day long. The sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his children alone. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads his children alone. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children alone. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the song. In the night season and all the day long. So my dear brothers and sisters, we all have to go through something. As we go through this life, we are not expecting to have easy time. Because it's not easy. It's not an easy road that we are traveling. But I like this other song that says, you must tell Jesus all of our trials. So I'm going to sing this last song, I Must Tell Jesus.
Amen. Can you just sing one verse? We have many that have raised their hands, Sister Campanelli. Amen.
Okay. Let me just sing one.
Okay.
Sure. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear this burden alone. In my distress, he kindly will help us. He ever loves and cares for his own. We must tell Jesus. We must tell Jesus. We cannot bear our burdens alone. We must tell Jesus. We must tell Jesus. Jesus can help us. Jesus alone.
Amen. Again, thank you, Sister Constanelli. Go ahead.
Yes. I was going to say that we have so many things to go through, and we cannot really go through them by ourselves, because they face us every day. And if we have Jesus as our friend, we can always call on him to help us to go through whatever difficulties this life has to, you know, that when it confronts us, we can face it with Jesus in there. So mm-hmm. this evening, I'm thankful to God for my life, which he has spared within this week and my going out and my coming in. I have to take my husband to the doctor, but he's far much better now. I've put a little cold. But thank God everybody is well and strong. So I just want to give God praise and thanks this evening for his loving watch care over all of us in keeping us safe. So I'm not going to say anything more, but I thank God so much that I can be on this line, and I know there are many others who want to say something. So God bless you all, and we have a wonderful Sabbath day together. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for my line.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for coming on and sharing those precious songs, some new, some old, some forgotten. And it's just a blessing to, you know, for you to come and share those blessed songs. And if we have time, we'll try to get a Sabbath song, or probably Elder Richardson will sing a Sabbath song. I like to hear the Sabbath song on the Sabbath. It's a blessing. Okay, we have a few that have joined us. Please press 1 if you would like to share, brothers and sisters. And I just want to thank you for joining us this evening. Happy Sabbath. Those that are joining us via the internet and also on the phone, those in Japan, Netherlands, in Canada, and Jamaica, wherever you may be at this time, and those that are listening to the rebroadcast, welcome and thank you for joining us. 985-647. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. Happy Sabbath. I just want to thank God for us getting on this line tonight on the Sabbath, another Friday. Just want to thank him for watching over us and waking us up today. I'm going to read a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing us from our sins. Even as we come to you, we struggle with our old sin nature and desires that seek to pull us away from you. Purify our heart, Lord, and renew us from within. Shear our heart by your righteousness so that we may walk in your steps with you and will purpose. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Just want to thank the Lord for giving us his love and kindness in his words and helping us to go daily so we can have that walk with him. And just want to thank him and praise him and lifting up his songs. And thanks, Sister Continental, for all she did just now. It was a blessing
Amen.
To hear everybody. So I just want to ask for prayers for Advent Light Ministry. Pray for me and my family, and pray for every four corner of the state. And God bless each and every one. And thank you, Sister Carla. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Brother John. Hello. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I want to say happy Sabbath to everyone. And I just want to thank God once again for us joining each other doing this prayer line, this blessing for each one of us. And just want to thank God for the prayer line and our teachings and everything, and the more healthy eating. And that also I want to say that like when we have a feeling bad or anything, I love those remedies too from the prayer line. So it's a blessing that God gave y'all the blessing to give the things like the remedies, like I said, for when we're sick and all that, anesthesia and stuff like that. So this won't be too much longer, but I just wanted to say that, you know, just feeling blessed about everything. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John, Sister Brenda. Yes, those remedies are very helpful, because at times we don't, you know, sometimes in emergency you don't remember what to do, but if you hear these things, you know, repetition, deepened impression, and, you know, also practicing or making some of them, and just having it prepared, like the salve and the flu balm, and just having these things prepared and just partaking of them daily to keep back, you know, sickness or whatever might come upon us, to help us to, you know, be blessed and be healthy. It's a blessing. So thank you again, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for that prayer and for joining us. Happy Sabbath to you and your family. So we'll go to the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 if you would like to share. Welcome, Sister Katie. Amen. We'll go to 225-337. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I want to thank my Father first. And I want to praise God for my Savior. I just want to read a song. I'm not going to sing it because I can't. And then I want to read my scripture, Sister Carla. It just would be
Amen.
Right quick. And it's
yes.
an old
Take
let
your time.
Me walk with thee. And it said, oh, let me walk with thee, my God, as Enoch walked in the days of old. Place thou my trembling hand in thine, and sweet communion to me hold, even though the path I may not see. Yet, Jesus, let me walk with thee. I cannot, dare not walk alone. The tempest raging in the sky, 1,000 snares beset my feet, 1,000 foe are lurking and nigh. Still thou the raging of the sea, O Master, let me walk with thee. If I may rest my hand in thine, the joy of the earth but lost, and the firmly, bravely journey on, I'll bear the banner of the cross till thine glorious gate I see. Yet, Savior, let me walk with thee. And as I was reading that song, I praise God for this Sabbath day. Let him walk with us tonight as his Holy Spirit teach us his word. And I want to read Isaiah 58, and I just want to read verses 11 and verse 12 and 13. So let me start. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden, and like a spring of water, whose water fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repair of the breach, the restorer of path to dwell in. If thy turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thine pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. The Bible says, then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And all I can say is amen, because God said it, and it is right. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Keep my grandchildren in prayer, Shala and Jarvis, and also his Sam, because I just need you, brothers and sisters, as you've been praying. And I want to thank you again. I found out today about something, and I want to thank God for it, brothers and sisters, God bless me today to have closure. And I just want to thank him. And I'll tell you all later, but I just want to praise God for that. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And God bless. I love you all, sisters and brothers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing in that reading and also for reading that song, very powerful song. We all should have something to praise, you know, give thanks for and to praise the Lord for. We all should have a testimony upon our heart and just thanksgiving unto the Lord for great things he has done. Each and every day we open our eyes, it's because of the Lord's mercy. And we're not put on the earth. We're not here to glorify self or, you know, for selfish reason. We're here to worship God and to point others to God. Each and everyone we come in contact with, they should see Christ in us. Amen. If we are connected to him, they should see Christ in us. So let us rightly represent our Savior, brother and sister, wherever we go, whatever we do, that others will know that we are the children of God. We are the peculiar set, you know, set apart for God's glory, for his honor. Amen. So let's see if anyone else has pressed one. Again, this is sharing time. Don't wait until it's at the appointed time for the speaker to share, and then you press one. And if you're pressing one and it's not coming through, because sometimes people press one and it doesn't come through, I don't see it. You can, if you have my number, you can text me or Sister Leola number. You can text her to say that you have pressed one, but your line is not open, so that I can open your line. Amen. So I just want to welcome those new brothers and sisters that have joined us and those that have been faithful listeners, participant on the line with sharing and with your songs and your prayer. So until we have someone that press one, I will just share this reading from Desire of Ages. And I just want to share a quick testimony. I just thank the Lord for the work which he has begun. I believe I might have shared it on Thursday night, but I just thank the Lord for my daughter. She's reading the Bible. She said she was reading the book of Esther, and she was asking me some questions and making some statements, and she fasted for 3 days, and I was like, thank you, Jesus. I was so happy, and I, you know, I remember, because we were speaking for a while, then we got interrupted, but I remember telling her that this is what we're going to have to go through the last days, you know. We're going to have to go through what the people in that time went through, you know, be able to fast, afflict their soul, delay, you know, be able to do without food, be in a position that, you know, our earthly support will be cut off, and that we will only have to depend on God and be like Esther, whether we die, but knowing that when we wake up, we should see our King and our Lord, and we shall hear his voice if we're doing his will and according to his will and have given our hearts to him and surrender. Amen. So I just thank the Lord for that. And also for Nicholas, I, you know, pray for them each and every day, two or three times a day. I present them before the Lord and I surrender them to the Lord, because only he can take care of us and our children. There's no grandchildren with the Lord. We're all his children. There's big ones and young ones, but we are all his children. And we know in heaven there will be no marriages, so we all, like the angels, we all live happily ever after. And we won't have a desire to be married. We'll all be just glorious and joyful. And even like someone in my neighbor was telling me, you used to have so much energy, because I'm helping her, I'm doing this, doing that, and moving fast, and we'll have our youth. We'll be energetic, with no more dying, no sickness. Everyone will get along, and we'll be one big family, and we'll be able to travel to worlds and go other places and see other planets. If, you know, as we look upon the stars and the moon, the sun and the stars, and the moon and the sun, when we get to heaven, we will be taken back by the beauty that's up there in the heavens of heaven. So let us purpose in our heart to make it no matter what, brothers and sisters. Be encouraged. And I will share this until someone has pressed one. I will share in this reading, and I might get Sister Consonelli to sing a Sabbath song if we don't have anyone that has pressed one. Sometimes people come late, but we have to, not able to take after 7:45, 7:50, we're going to prayer, not able to take any hands. And this is, again, is from Desire of Ages, chapter 29. It says, the Sabbath. The Sabbath was hallowed at the creation. As ordained for men, it has its origin when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job chapter 38, verse 7, peace brooded over the world, for earth was in harmony with heaven, and we can't wait for that to happen again, earth to be in harmony with heaven, and men to be in harmony with their creator, with God and the angels, and just seeing them, seeing our guardian angels and those that have intercede for us, those that around us that we cannot see now. I continue. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And he rested in the joy of his completed work. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Because he had rested upon the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, set it apart to a holy use. He gave it to Adam as a day of rest. It was a memorial of the work of creation and thus a sign of God's power and his love. The scriptures say he had made his wonderful work to be remembered. The things that are made declare the invisible things of him since the creation of the world, even his everlasting power and divinity. And this is also taken in Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, Psalms 111, verse 4, and Romans chapter 1, verse 20. So we praise the Lord again for being our creator, our sustainer, our redeemer, and our all in all. Praise his precious name. Amen. So I will ask Sister Consonelli to, if she can sing a Sabbath song, maybe two lines of it, if possible, if she's in a position to. 518-482, your line is now open. Amen. Okay, she's not able to sing the song right now. So I'll go to the next caller that has pressed one. Amen. 931-332, your line is open.
Happy Sabbath to all. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla.
Happy Sabbath. Amen.
Pray that everyone is truly in a place where they are settling in, resting mentally, physically, and spiritually. So I would like to share a song, a new song that I just been practicing, and I believe it's a beautiful song. The words have a lot to do with if Jesus should come. Not that when he comes, then you will get ready. No. It's about if Jesus comes. So it's always a future for us. Are we going to be ready here, or are we going to be ready then, when it will be too late then? All right? So I hope as we listen to this song, please listen to the words, as the case might be. All right. Thank you again. And I hope God's blessing upon each and every one. If Jesus comes tomorrow. All right. Okay, let me just cue it here, and I should be ready. All right. Mm-hmm.
Jesus comes tomorrow to spend some time with you, would you answer all his questions or lie to hide the truth? Would you welcome him with open arms or even let him in? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If Jesus calls your number, could you leave today? Are you ready to lay down your worldly goods and walk away? Would it take a month of Sabbath to tell him of your sin? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of the day, and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way, would you have to beg forgiveness, or could you reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? Would you have to beg forgiveness, or could you reach out and take his hand? Well, you know, if you wait for Jesus, it will then be then too late. Oh, would you have to beg forgiveness, or could you reach out and take his hand? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? Amen, amen. I pray that our hearts, as we have heard the words, you know, that many of us are waiting for Jesus to come. And then if our hearts are not right, if our sins does not go before the judgment, and we see the signs are fulfilling before our eyes, and we are not being ready, then are we going to be ready then if we are not ready now? If now, then when? So let us be always ready, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. Pleasant Sabbath to all.
Amen. Amen. Elder Richardson, could you just give us a word of prayer? I will get ready to open the line for Brother Ricardo so he will have time. So just give us a general word of prayer, and also lift up my cousin Charmaine. Thank you for joining us, and Anaya, and our friends and family here on the line. Thank you.
Yes. All right. All right, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, Lord, to call upon you even at this moment. We want to pray for Shamin and Anaya, Lord, that Sister Carl is asking prayer for. You know them by name and by nature. You know their situation. And, oh, Father, I pray that your blessings in whatever way, Lord, that will bring answers to their prayers or healing to their hurts or their situation. I pray, Father, that you will bless, I pray, and bring relief and healing in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you for all the Advent Light brethren that are on tonight. Dear God, I pray that their hearts will be infused with your presence of your Holy Spirit. I pray, dear God, you know each and every one, oh Lord, that where prayer is one to be made. Father, I pray for all those that are missing for the past even few months or years, as the case might be. I pray, dear God, that you will stir their hearts, oh God, and that you will speak to them, Father, knowing, Lord, that this is occasion, an opportunity for each and every one to come on this line, Father, to encourage and to provoke each other unto love and good works, and to pray one for another, and, Lord, to give testimonies, Lord, and to pray, Father, in behalf, Lord, of the brotherhood. And so, Father, I pray for each and every brother, each and every sister on this prayer line. Father, I pray that your blessing be upon them, in a special way, Sister Leola. Lord, your blessing be upon her, your continued comfort, Lord, in her heart, in her life, Lord, with her family, Lord, in the recent passing away, Lord, of her son. I pray your continued comfort upon her and her family in a special way, dear God. Be with them, Lord, and bless them and comfort them, dear Father. Sister, all the others, oh Father, Stephanie, that was not feeling well, Lord, I pray that she will have come true, Lord, with her coughing and her otherwise, oh God, I pray that you will touch her and bring healing to her condition and her situation, dear God. Sister Powell, we are praying for, Lord, as she's still in Jamaica. I pray your protection round about her. She's ministering to the children. Oh, God, bless her there. Lord, give her, Lord, comfort and blessings as she's over there. Lord, I pray your blessing continue be with her also. I want to pray for Sister Carla. Lord, I pray for your grace be extended upon her and her children, Amanda and Nicholas, oh God. Bless them, Lord. Keep them and protect them, their Father, in their going out and their coming in. We are praying for Brother Rick and his wife, his daughter, dear God. I pray that your mercies be upon each and every one of them, in a special way, Brother Eli. Lord, we are praying for him and his mother and all his other friends that he's asking for prayer of, Sister Brenda and Brother John, who I had the pleasure of meeting face to face. Dear God, I want to pray your continued blessing, Father, be with them all in a special way, dear God. And with all the other missing members of this Advent Light Ministry, bless in a special way, dear God, that many, Lord, will remember, Lord, to come out and to join and to encourage and to invite friends, Lord, on this Advent Light Prayer Ministry line, oh God. Father, we are praying for the speaker of the hour, Brother Ricardo. I pray you give him a message from on high, hide him behind the cross. And Lord, as your people await a word, dear Father, may each and every one's hearts be blessed and be drawn closer to you, Lord. We thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest and gladness. And may your people worldwide, Father, enjoy the rest, Lord, that you have given to each and every one to prepare us for the coming crisis. Bless us all together. We love and we adore you. We praise, we magnify, and we adore your holy name. We ask all these mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, amen. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that prayer. God is good. He's truly worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Again, I just want to welcome each and everyone on the Advent Light Ministry prayer line. I pray that you have a Bible, a pen or pencil, and a notepad, and your spirit of prophecy to follow along, and a prayerful heart and an open mind. And thank you for joining us. I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo now so that he can get started on the message at hand. And may God continue to bless him and his wife Samantha and their ministry. Happy Sabbath. 786-448. Your line is now open.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Take you through another week. The Lord have brought us on our way. And Brother Richard, that song was a powerful song, you know. I don't know if anyone was listening to the words, but the words, they are so powerful. And I can hear you put all of your heart in that song. But Brother Richard, if you remain faithful, can you imagine? Jesus will give you a harp. If your voice is so beautiful, can you imagine when you are redeemed by his righteousness, never to experience temptation or sin? So my brothers and sisters, hold fast, because Jesus Christ is coming. He is coming. So our topic for this evening, we're going to look at the sealing time while probation closed. The sealing time while probation lingers, not closed. The sealing time while probation lingers. And we're going to look at this study is based off of Revelation 7 and Ezekiel 9 and 8, showing what going to cost pour out the seven last plagues. Amen. And what we see the church is going to do in the last day. Spiritualism is coming among us as Adventists. And the SDA Church have accepted a different God, which is the triune God, who we call the Trinity. And we do not believe in Trinity. The Trinity said God is co-eternal. The only way God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit can be eternal is when they are by themselves. And God is eternal by himself. Jesus Christ is eternal by himself. The Holy Spirit is eternal by themselves. And so, brothers and sisters, we need to study to show ourselves approved. That error, that fundamental error, is in the fundamental of the number two. But we do not believe in the Trinity. We believe in the Godhead. And in Sister White there, she and her husband stand up against it. It was a fundamental error in her day. And the Trinity doctrine was accepted and voted privately, secretly, and bring into the Adventist church. That's why we cannot preach the three angels message. That's why God raised up the self-supporting ministry. But the self-supporting must work along with the organized body as well. But we are the three brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is using the both ministry, the organized and the self-supporting. But we see who is really doing the work is the self-supporting ministry is really carrying the work, because we have man who coming from Jesuit in university in our ranks and lowering the standard. But this study is really going to show you that God going to use the seven last plague. And we are told that the seven last plague start with the ancient men of Israel, them that are who are the guardianship over the children of Israel, which is spiritual Israel, the SDA church. So, brothers and sisters, don't get beside yourself. The organization cannot save you. It's only if you are in Christ Jesus. But don't get me wrong. God have a church on this earth, and he have a church, a house in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. But God's church is infiltrated, brothers and sisters, during the dark ages. When Rome take away the word of God, and God has to start rebuild his church in 1798 to 1844. And now, brothers and sisters, only the wise that going to build. The wise man have commandments. The wise man, brothers and sisters, that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, if you hear these sayings of mine, I will liken him unto a wise man that build his house upon the rock. And the rock is Jesus Christ. We need a foundation. And a lot of us Seventh-day Adventists, we have a shaky foundation. Our foundation is on the scripture. Your scripture, beloved sister, white foundation is the scripture, even though we have the pen of inspiration. But if you read the pen of inspiration, brothers and sisters, it brings us back to the word of God. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. Lord, I'm asking to hide self. Let self not be heard. Let self not be seen. For it is written for in heaven, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. Lord, I'm asking you to put your words in my mouth, that I will not give my opinion of what I think, but I will give, thus say the Lord of God. So Father in heaven, grant me your Holy Spirit. Grant my brothers and sisters the Holy Spirit, so we can hear with a faith and a faith to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, too much Seventh-day Adventists in these last days are end up in error. Why? Because we are in present truth all many years, but we are get bored of present truth. Why? Because we are here, but we are not doers. And Jesus said, the Bible said, hearers, doers. And if we are only hearers and not doers, the Bible said we deceive ourselves. But that's why many of us, we are being deceived. God give us so much doctrine, beloved brothers and sisters, but we have seven pillars, brothers and sisters, that will never shake and cannot shake. But if your foundation is built on the Word of God, not on the church manual, too much church book, church manual, brothers and sisters, too much people is so concerned about their book, their name on the church record. But I only can see, want to know my name, I want to be on the record in heaven. Nothing wrong to have your name on the books, brothers and sisters, because she said majority names were on the book, on the church book, brothers and sisters. Their name is not in the eternal book. So, brothers and sisters, we want our name to be in the eternal book. Amen? So if you are a wise virgin, only the wise are preaching the first, second, and third angel message. Only the wise standing on the platform of truth. Only the wise, brothers and sisters, they are building the house. They are repairing the breach, brothers and sisters. And I want to encourage you, Advent Life. Are you a repairer of the breach? Because so many of us, brothers and sisters, we don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, you are in a lost condition. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So the Bible says, if our gospel be lost, it is hid to them that are lost. No, sorry. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. They are in a temporary lost condition. And a lot of Seventh-day Adventists, even present truth circle, they are in a lost temporary condition because they are in present truth all these years, brothers and sisters. And we are not doers. We just hear. Have you ever heard somebody say, you know, I know what to eat, but, you know, I'm not so serious like those Seventh-day Adventists really serious. You know, I keep the Sabbath, but I'm not really too strict with the Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, you are fooling yourself. You are already deceived. And we are told that Seventh-day Adventists, especially you I'm talking to right now, Advent Light, probation going to close suddenly, unexpectedly. Lord have mercy. What? Suddenly, unexpectedly. This third angel, brothers and sisters, he is Gabriel. And the sister White said, fearful is his work and awful is his mission. He is the third angel that is sealing and binding. What is his mission, his work? Fearful is his work and awful is his mission, brothers and sisters. When Daniel see this angel, brothers and sisters, Daniel lose all of his strength, brothers and sisters. Daniel fall on his face. And he said, no man can contend with me, brothers and sisters. And too much, all of us, brothers and sisters, a lot of us, we are rejecting and we are denying the third angel's message. And brothers and sisters, some of us, we are not protesting. And if you are not protesting, well, you are a Roman Catholic. Even though you claim to be, say, you are in the Seventh-day Adventist, you are maybe a so-called undercover Jesuit. Because, brothers and sisters, only the remnant going to be protesting. Only the remnant going to stand up against the error. Only the remnant going to cry and sigh for all the abomination that be done. The Bible said in Ezekiel 9, put a mark upon them that sigh and that cry. Put a mark upon them that cry against the erroneous doctrine. Put a mark upon them that against those leaders who are lowering the standard. Put again a mark upon the children, my children, who are standing up against the error. Brothers and sisters, you cannot say this is God's church. We are told, brothers and sisters, we need to arouse and to clear the existing sin in the camp. Brothers and sisters, when Joshua about to pray, it is not time to pray, brothers and sisters. God give us his sermon. God give us his word. And now we must clean the camp, brothers and sisters. Sister Wednesday in the last day going to be shouting and dancing, brothers and sisters. And many going to say, this is the moving of the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. So, brothers and sisters, God is looking for faithful men and women. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ was a Protestant. That's why they kill him, because he protests against the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And if you are a bench warmer, woe unto you, because you will not receive the seal of God in your forehead. And the Bible says, unto them, go and spear not, smite even the little children, even the whole and the young. Fear not. God gonna smite with the seven last plagues, because a lot of us, we are compromising with sin, sliding sin, comfortable with sin, hugging up sin, brothers and sisters. It is time for us to call even the sins in our own life by its right name, and separate from iniquity, separate from dishonesty, and to live up to Jesus, because Jesus Christ is about to stand up. He is coming, Advent light. Don't come on this prayer line, brothers and sisters. This ministry line is called Advent light. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am Advent light. I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What else, brothers and sisters? What is this light? This light is the revelation of Jesus. This light is to know him. Did Jesus say, to know me is life eternal? Know the scripture, brothers and sisters, will make you wise unto salvation. To know the scripture is to know Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who have commanded the light, Advent light, for God who have commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shine in our hearts to give the light, hold it, for God have who commanded what? The light to shine out of darkness, have shine in our heart to give the light of the knowledge. Knowledge of who? Of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus. Do you know him? Do you have the knowledge of Jesus? For the Bible says, for I saw another angel. Another angel means angelos. I saw another minister. I see another messenger giving the everlasting gospel. This minister is the wise virgin. Are you a wise virgin or a foolish virgin, brothers and sisters? Now it's time to wake up out of sleep, for all things it had hand, brothers and sisters. The power that be, he's saying, brothers and sisters, this year, brothers and sisters, you're going to see a collapse like never before. They are planning to collapse the economy. Do you understand what happened yesterday with the phone, brothers and sisters? This is through the whole United States, brothers and sisters. All of the phone company shut down, brothers and sisters. This is a flip of a majority of them who use the AT&T pole, brothers and sisters. This is a flip of a switch. A lot of people run out of service. Can I call their loved ones? Brothers and sisters, some of us, we maybe get panicked. We don't know what to do, because our phone is our God. But God is trying to show us, brothers and sisters, God going to use the time of trouble to remove every earthly nest out of you and I, heart out of our mind, brothers and sisters. Until when will the hurt learn Christ's righteousness? Until... Yes, AT&T only. Even my phone get affected. This is just a flip of a switch, brothers and sisters. We need to get ready. We need to get ready. And those of us who are in the city, two money, warning you get to leave. We cry so we don't have no money. But brothers and sisters, a lot of us, we have safe inside of. Why you keep sitting at the money? Go to the country, prepare yourself, and to develop character, because brothers and sisters, the Bible says you're not going to be able to buy and sell. Brothers and sisters, we are told that we're going to be hated of all nations. And we are on borrowing time, Advent light. Jesus, love you. The Bible says, faith come by hearing. A lot of us, we are saying that, I will hear, but I will not do. You hear ministers say, get out of this city. Go and prepare. Some of us, brothers and sisters, we in Walmart, we in Kroger, we in the shop. Some of us ladies, some of the ladies, sisters, we are in the clothes store, brothers and my sisters, and you are spending, every little make a muckle. You could even save your money and to have a piece of land, but you are spending, and wasting God's resource. I know we are crying and asking people to pray for me and my family, and a lot of us, we in good jobs, but we are not saving our money. We put all of our resource in the things of this world, and we want somebody to be sorry for us. Brothers and sisters, only those who cannot provide, God will have pity on. But if you have it, and you have it in your position, and you fail to do so, he will pass you by. Jesus is coming. It's a fearful sight, brothers and sisters. Try to reach some of our loved ones. Some of us, we can't even reach our loved ones because we ain't even taking heed to what we know. Not even taking heed. Jesus said, I'm coming back to the message, brothers and sisters. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7. I want to give you this. I don't know. God is just using me to preach to somebody this evening. I want to get to the message. Somebody got to hear. And if you have the chance, brothers and sisters, go and listen to Pastor Enrique's presentation. It was a powerful presentation. It is needed to see what is really going on. Look at Matthew, Father in heaven, bless your word in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Take full control, Lord. Let me not be seen nor be heard, but Christ's words be exalted. In Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 7, verse 23 and 24. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of 24, I really want to get. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house up on a rock. I want you to catch this. Some of us, we hear, we think this is just only a parable. But this parable is a part of the Advent movement. We're going to do a study in the future. And a lot of us will read this, but the way we're going to do a study on this, to open up your eyes, brothers and sisters. I want to show you something. Verse 25 said, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the what? Rock. What is your foundation today? Who is your foundation? What is your foundation built out of? Is your foundation on the church? Or is your foundation is on the word of God? I want you to look at verse 25 again. Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. And the rain descended, and the flood came. Floods came. Hold it. It's a lot of revelation right here. So what's going to bring the flood, the rain, right? What's going to bring the flood, brothers and sisters? It had to rain before a flood came, right? Right? The rain descended and the flood came. The floods came. What is this flood? Who heard the flood? In the future, we're going to look at this study in depth. Are you going to see our history in this, by God's grace? The rain descended. What bring the rain? What is rain? Doctrine. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the what? Latter rain. Call it the rain descended. What rain is coming? The latter rain. But who going to receive the latter rain? Verse 24 again. Watch it. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, what say? What does this mean, sayings of mine? So what is Jesus' thought, his word? These sayings of mine, or these expressions of mine, these words of mine, these sayings of mine, these thoughts of mine. See the rain? Listen again. The wise. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a what? Wise man. So the one, those who are doing the word of God, hearing Jesus saying, he called him a what? A wise man. So he's going to enlighten him unto a what? A wise man. Which what? Why? Which build his house upon a rock. So who is the wise man? Jesus. So Jesus said, so because you are doing my saying, you are following my expression, you are following my thoughts, I'm going to liken you unto a wise man that built his house. What is your house? You remember Noah? God said, Noah, build a heart. Prepare a heart because a flood is coming. Ooh. Don't sleep on me. A flood? I'm going to show you the flood are ungodly men. So God's going to allow the rain to descend. What is this rain? The latter rain. When God's people are sealed, what's going to come? The flood. The rain have to fall for the flood to came, to come. And listen, as the wind blew, remember in Revelation, call it, Revelation chapter 7, verse 2 said, verse 4 said, hold, hold, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead, hurt not the hurt, nor the seed, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their what? Forehead. So the four angels that are holding the what? The wind. The strive. So the winds, brothers and sisters, when the rain fall and the wind starts to blow, the rain has to fall first. And why you to catch it? This is our message. When we talk about the early and latter rain, the everlasting gospel, which is the third angels, brothers and sisters. This is it. This is our message, the Advent message. So this is why a lot of us, we cannot understand our message because we have the Trinity doctrine in our midst. We have the a message that is coming from Rome that is Catholicism. Catholicism, brothers and sisters. Coming from Rome. And we are told, brothers and sisters, God called us to expose the wickedness of the man of sin because he exalted the Sunday, which is the first day of the week, a spurious Sunday, a spurious Sabbath, a false Sabbath, and trample Jehovah God. Lord, we study for our own selves, and you realize that God is not a one being, because the Trinity said God is one, three in one. This is not what Sister White teach. Look for, go study for yourself, and look for all the first the quotation that regarding the Godhead. And when she said the Godhead, even in the Bible, she said three distinct. Being. The Godhead teaches three distinct beings, one in mind, one in purpose, and one in character. Three, one in mind, one in character, and one in purpose. The Trinity doctrine teaches God is co-eternal. Co-eternal means he is not eternal by himself. So when the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is beside each other, they are eternal. But separated from each other, they are co-eternal. So you see, brothers and sisters, what happened? You destroy Jesus. You destroy the Holy Spirit. No wonder that the Adventist is coming up that we don't believe in the Holy Spirit anymore. A Trinity, one God, little G God, Satan. So that's why you see the dancing and the music coming in. That's how we change our work with the Bible, new NIV versions and all of these things, new King James. We don't read the old King James. This song says, give me that old-time religion. This is the old-time religion. That's what it says, a new foundation going to start. a new movement, and nothing will stand in its way. Nothing will stand in its way. But you say apostasy gonna come. Jesus come. What sort is your foundation? Is your foundation on the church manual? Or is your foundation is in the Word of God? What was Jesus' foundation? The Scripture. What is the angel's foundation? The Scripture. What is Sister White's foundation? The Word of God. That's why she had the chapter, Scripture, Our Safeguard. She said, only those who fortify their mind with the Scripture are going to stand in the... Only those who pay a faithful tithe. I never say only those who are the first elder or the pastor. I never say only those who are on the church book. I never say only those who are on the church committee. Only those who fortify their mind with the Word of God gonna stand in the day of conflict. Brothers and sisters, where is your foundation? I give you scripture upon scripture. Through the prophecy, a minister who is armed with the Word of God, he is more acceptable. Because he have the power. When I said if you come prayer line and you don't have no your Bible, you don't have no power. You only have a point. The power is your foundation, and your finger is your point. To bring so to show you how to build on the foundation. Amen. So if you listen to me and you don't have no Bible, you do not have no foundation. And when the rain starts to descend, and if you are dry, and if you don't have no moisture, if you are lacking moisture, brothers and sisters, if you are not rooted and grounded in the Scripture, if you are not rooted and grounded in the Bible, if you are not rooted and grounded and spending quality time with Jesus, when the storm comes, when the time comes, brothers and sisters, around the corner, you're not going to be able to buy. If somebody ever rob you and take all your money out of your pocket, the government is going to take away your money. Everybody will know where is your heart is. Where is your treasure? Is your treasure in the Word of God, or is your treasure on your money? Is your treasure on your wealth? Is your treasure on your car? Is your treasure... It depends on your house. His treasure is on your education. No, my treasure is in the Word of God. And my mind wistfully thinking upon heaven. Brothers and sisters, we are told that many out there wistfully thinking just to hear from heaven, just to hear the Word of God hoping to them. And we who are hearing these sacred passage truth, brothers and sisters, we trample it. We are like a swine. We are like a pig. When the Word washes, we go back into the mud. We get back ourselves dirty. We come back again. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't work like that. So many of us, and every form of doctrine come around, we sweep away, we sweep away, because you don't have no foundation. Every form of doctrine, oh, Satan bewitch you through that man and through that woman, because your foundation is not on the Scripture. I promise you we have a lot of study to go over. I promise you I'm going to show you in the future that Gabriel is the third angel. Now, brothers and sisters, let us go to our study. Father in heaven, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Take full control. Give me the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By the way, that's my introduction. I never meant to start that way, but when the Lord just, I don't know, brothers and sisters. Sometimes God just make we just give the word, but sometimes we just take over. As I want Jesus to lead, I don't want to lean on my own understanding. Do you notice I let the Word of God speak? I let the Word of God speak. If I start to speak too much, you notice I stumble for my word. But when I hear the Word of God, it can guide my mind. Amen? The Word of God needs to guide us in these last days. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 8. We're going to just pick up where we left off at. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 8. All the way to 10, Ezekiel, quickly, Ezekiel chapter 9. I have a lot to cover. I think this is going to be maybe fast forward because we have a lot to cover. And I'm going to show you. Sister White even said, many going to be going to the grave A lot of us, we see our loved ones, and I'm going to show you even the spirit of reference to talk about this, these things. Amen? But in this is in the same study. Watch this now. And it came to pass while they were slaying them, and I was left, and I fell upon my face and cried and said, "Ah, Lord God, will thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem?" Jerusalem is dealing with his church, his people, his holy people. Amen? So what Ezekiel is seeing, Ezekiel saw the wrath of God being poured out upon many of the last day professed believers. Why? Verse 9, "Then said he unto me, that the iniquity," why the wrath of God is being poured out on many last day professed believers? Why? "Then he said unto me, the iniquity of the house of the SDA," or you could say Judah, spiritual Israel, "the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great." No. This first scripture I give you is Matthew chapter 7, verse 27. He says, "the iniquity of the house." Remember, I'm going to show you that God have a house in heaven and he have a house on earth. Remember in Exodus chapter 25, I think verse 5, he said, "Let them make me a sanctuary." Why? "That I may what? Dwell." To make something is to build. So God build his house. Are you with me? God showed Moses the pattern in heaven until it's to build the same pattern, the same measurement I give unto you on earth. Amen? So now in, I think, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Judgment begin at the what? The house." Call it what? The house. And I'm going to show you what God house called today. We don't call it the sanctuary, but we call it the church. And I'm going to show you, brothers and sisters, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27 is dealing with us, Seventh-day Adventists. And I'm going to show you we are the only people of a message on judgment and righteousness and the early and latter rain, which is the righteousness of Christ. And also Matthew chapter 25, dealing with the parable of the 10 virgins, dealing with the great Advent movement. And we are in this gathering time as well at this moment, brothers and sisters. And many are gathering and being taken out. Many are leaving the faith, and many are coming in. It is a swap. Let us move on. I have a lot to say, a lot going on in my mind. But let me just focus right here. Look at verse 9. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 9. So remember, Ezekiel saw the wrath of God being poured out on many last day professed believers. Why? "Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great." I want to know what they are doing. You know we see going on. But the Bible, and I'm going to show you that God know all of these things was going to take place from thousands of years. Amen? "Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say the Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not." Verse 10, "And as for me, also mine eyes shall not spear." My eyes shall not spear who? The people in Jerusalem, the city. "My eyes shall not spear." Why? "Neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head." Recompense means because we fail to take away the iniquity. We fail to take away the existing sin. We fail to take away the secret sin. We fail to take away the sins that easily beset us. We fail to take away the presumptuous sin, brothers and sisters. A false security, think that we are all right. God says the iniquity of the house, the SDA church, the whole body, brothers and sisters. And some of us, we have the nice, "Oh, this is God's house." Then Jesus turned around and he said, "Your house is left unto you desolate." One moment he said, "My father's house is a house of prayer." My father what? House. Then he said, "Your house. Because you want to turn my house into dens of thieves and all and cruel things, and hateful bird is coming in among us, and we want to sit down. Hey, no, God, this is not God's house." No, God never tell you to sit down like a dumb dog, because if you see your children and come in with all kind of stuff, you're going to stop, because you're not going to allow these things to come in your physical house. But when you go into God's spiritual house, fellowship with, you are like a dumb dog, brothers and sisters, refuse to bark, but God going to allow the crisis to lick out our teeth out of our head. Are we going to cannot bark because we are afraid to bark. We are afraid to make our voice be heard because we are afraid to put out the church. Well, if they put you out the church, find another one. Because, brothers and sisters, remember when they put the man out of the church, Jesus fined him. And because his parents, they have their name on the church book, they're afraid. He said he's old enough to speak for himself. Because they're afraid to speak up, they put their son, brothers and sisters, to speak for himself. Man can't see all these years. All of a sudden, the man speaks, coming up for what is right, coming up for Jesus. And the Sadducees and Pharisees put him out. And Jesus finding, who pick him up? Jesus pick him up. Stand up for Jesus, brothers and sisters. Don't fear man. Don't care what people say. You just follow him. Say, Lord, where next you want me to go? And this is what we see going on. Now when we're in Sabbath school, a lot of our Sabbath school teachers, because they do not know the lesson themselves when they are teaching, and because you know your Bible, and when you put up your hand and everybody generalized Seventh-day Adventists, they just say, you know the Bible says such and such and such. You know the spirit and prophets, they can't find it. When you find that in the Bible, can't find it. When you find it in the spirit and prophets, you can't find it. This is generalized Seventh-day Adventists. And these type of Seventh-day Adventists is going to be swept away, brothers and sisters. But because that little man, then he know his Bible, he know the spirit of prophecy, and the Sabbath school teacher, when he started to put up his hand, he don't want to acknowledge that sister, don't want to acknowledge that brother, brothers and sisters. All that things going on into God's church, we are told that the sinners in Zion will shake out. What going to shake them out? The straight testimony. Brothers and sisters, we are nearing the closing scene, brothers and sisters. And we are told, brothers and sisters, only those who fortify their mind with the word of God, because the word of God going to keep you when all earthly support cut off, when everyone is against you. What you going to use to comfort yourself? What you going to use to keep your mind stayed on Jesus? You can't go to the church anymore. You can't call Elder so-and-so, because you realize Elder so-and-so is a wolf in sheep clothing all these years, pretending he don't want no eat. When a faithful Seventh-day Adventist, when a zealous person come into the church and know more than them, they want to put that person under their foot, brothers and sisters. All of a sudden, that person going through depression and all of these things, fighting with all of these hypocrite elders in the church, brothers and sisters. That's why Jesus said, yeah, it's left unto you desolate. These are the things that are going in God's church. Politics, because they don't like that one. This man and woman is a straight foul. They stand up for God. They speak out against sin. So what they do, try to go around the corner. But everything God see, brothers and sisters, the angels who we can't see, they are taking notes, bringing back to heaven, and everything going to come up in judgment. You better repent now before the time is too late. And a lot of us, brothers and sisters, we're not going to make it. We are told, brothers and sisters, in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 10, and as for me also, mine eyes shall not spare. What does this mean, mine eyes? For if any man worship the beast and his image, or receive a mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. What poured out without mixture mean? I will not spare. I will not pity. I will not show mercy. I will not even look. You, I will laugh at your calamity, because I give you how many years, Jesus, my son, who you have bruised on a daily basis with your sin. Jesus, my son, who you have bruised and take for granted. Jesus, you plan to say you know, but you treat your brother and your sister like a dog, because they may know more than you, because they have such a zeal for Christ. They want to see the church progress, because they want to see God's church run properly, but because you don't like that, so because you in your darling sin and your secret sin and your evil practice, to your evil hereditary tendency, brothers and sisters, these things that God going to visit upon his church, that's what the Bible says, judgment begins first. That's why I say these men, they have turned their back, brothers and sisters, on the sanctuary, and many Adventists are saying that there is no sanctuary in heaven. Well, woe unto you. Woe unto you, brothers and sisters. Judgment begins first at God's house. Now is the time. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12 says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. Break up your fallow ground means we need to search our heart. We need to pray long, Advent light. We need to pray long and say, Lord, save me. Forgive me of all the things that I have done, Lord. Lord, some of us, we say we have professed to know Jesus, but the spirit of prophecy at the same time, we are fighting and working against Jesus. We need to go down on our knees and say, Lord, Advent light, and pray and ask Jesus to save us. Because he said, I will spew you out because I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Iniquity means known sin. Deliberately doing evil in my eyes. With sweet iniquity, praising God under your tongue, and know that God don't even accept your prayer, don't even accept your worship, don't even accept even your tithe, brothers and sisters. And then we want to say, this is God's house. Well, God of a house is in heaven. Are you going to be there? In Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 10. And as for me, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense, I will repay their way upon their head. Verse 11. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the in corn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I want to know who this man reported to. This man is the third angel. I'm going to give you a hint with something, and you will see. You may not see it. I pray that your mind is not clouded. Which had the writer, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter. Who he reported the matter to? To Jesus. Spirit of prophecy is going to clear that for us. Saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. Question. What does this mean? The angel with the writer inkhorn by his side said, I have done as thou hast commanded me. Because the Bible says he reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. In early writings 279, the woman of God said, I saw angels hurry to and fro in heaven. An angel, listen, an angel with a writer's inkhorn by his side. In Ezekiel chapter, we are comparing this quotation with Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 11. Are you with me? An angel with a writer's inkhorn by his side returned from the earth. He returned from where? The earth. And reported to who? Jesus. In Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 11 said, inkhorn by his side reported the matter. Spirit of prophecy said, who he report the matter to? Jesus. Reported the matter. Right? An angel with a rico incorns by his side returned from the earth and reported to Jesus that his work was done. We are told when the third angel message closed, then Jesus going to stand up. I want you to listen to this quotation right here. We're going to look at a future study. We're going to look at these two angels. We're going to look at the third angel and the fourth angel in Revelation 14 and Revelation 18. If we can identify that the fourth angel in Revelation 18, verse 1, is Jesus with scripture, we can prove it from Bible only. And if we can identify the fourth angel, that means we can also identify who is the third angel. This is not a new doctrine now. Hear with me, brothers and sisters. If you believe in the third angel, that is good enough. But it is also good to know too. Amen? This is not a new doctrine. So you're going to say, oh, if you don't know this, you're going to lost. No. If you don't, if you reject the third angel, you cannot be sealed. Are you with me? I want to make that clear. Let me continue. I saw an angel hurry to and fro in heaven. An angel with a writer ink on by his side returned from the earth and reported to Jesus that his work was done. So when he reported the work is to Jesus that his work is done, watch, listen now. And the saints were numbered and sealed. The saints were what? Numbered and sealed. So if, tell me if you can put this together. Sister White said when she in dream, she said our accompanying angel, when she see the third angel, she said, fearful is his work and awful is his mission. He is the angel that is what? Sealing. So this angel, this man in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 11, having a writer ink on by his side, he's the one that put a mark on the children of Israel. Put a mark. And in Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 4, said, of the seal of God. It said, whole, whole. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to show you in the future, who is this angel that of commission over the fourth angel. This is Gabriel of the command over the fourth angel, because Jesus Christ is telling the third angel, says, tell the fourth angel to hold, hold until we have sealed, because Gabriel, listen now, Gabriel is the third angel, but he is the one that's supervising everyone who is partaking of the third angel. Are you with me? Everyone who is preaching the third angel, they are the wise virgin. He's the one that is empowering them. Amen? Now the fourth angel is going to come. The fourth angel is going to come and to unite and to bring force and more power to the third angel, which is Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit under the latter rain. Are you with me? So in the future, we're going to explain all of these things. I hope these things don't jump rent over your head. But if you are Adventist, brothers and sisters, if you are seasoned Adventist, you understand these things. Amen? He said, and the saints were numbered and sealed. This is dealing with the 144,000 and also those who die under the third angel. If you die faithful, and if you live, you are confessing your sins and departing from iniquity and secret sin and known sins. If you die, God forbid, tomorrow, you're supposed to die sealed under the third angel. Are you with me? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Amen? All right. Watch this now. And the saints were numbered and sealed. I'm emphasizing this to show you. Then I saw, listen, remember, this angel, he reported the matter to Jesus that his work is done. The third angel message is closed. But we cannot put no time on the third angel. The Spirit of Prophecy said, the third angel message is greater than time. Are you with me? Since Psalm 18:44 to our time. Right? Watch this now. Then I saw Jesus throw down the censer. No more prayer. Because remember now, we are told that in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, when Michael stand up, there's going to be such a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. So now when Jesus throw down the censer represents the saints, the prayer of the saints. Meaning, no, he stepped out from between God and man. He's not our high priest anymore. He's not our mediator anymore. He's about to come and to gather his people. Amen? This is what it means. Throw down the censer. He raised his hands with a loud voice, said, it is done. When he said that he that is just, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy what? Still. This is our message, brothers and sisters. I don't know how some of our brothers and sisters are coming up with some strange ideas. Brothers and sisters, when I'm reading this message, it's so powerful. This is light. This gives me hope. We are not studying Advent life. We need to study. Study on the second coming. Study on the wrath of God. Study on the faith of Jesus. Study on the on all of these things, brothers and sisters. Study to show yourself approved. It is not enough to just go to church tomorrow and to hear a sermon. No, you need to go back. And study for yourself. So now this is two part. You see, in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 11, you see inkhorn by his side. This man in the linen have his inkhorn by his side. And in early writings 2:79, we see an angel with a writer inkhorn by his side. That too. Stephen for the Church, volume 3, chapter 27, page 266, paragraph 2. I'm going to read it again. And you're going to see this angel come up again. The true people of God who have the spirit of the work of the Lord and salvation of soul at heart will ever view sin in its real sinful character. They will always be on the side of the faithful and dealing with sin, which easily besets the people of God. Ooh, they will always be on the side of the faithful and dealing with sins, which easily beset the people of God, especially in the closing work for the church. In the sealing time of the 144,000 who are to stand without fault before the throne of God, will they feel most deeply the wrongs of God's professed people? This is forcibly sent forth by the prophet's illustration of the last work under the figure of the man, each having a slaughter weapon in his hand. One man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's in corn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of the men that sigh and that cry about for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. I wish I could find a shepherd rod and to crush them with this study, because shepherd rods think that they are the ones, they're going to be the slaughter. I will crush them with Bible and spirit of prophecy. Show that you are deceived. You have a spirit of divination, and you have a spirit of seducing spirit over you. You better repent, because who going to be slain? Who going to bring on the seven last plagues? The seven angels, not shepherd rod. I wish I could find one of them and give them a deep Bible study with these brothers and sisters. So the letter of brothers and sisters, we hear these seducing believers coming in among us. I would even say, thus say the Lord. We give them a straight argument. When you use the Bible, brothers and sisters, that is a sword. You cut them. Every time they come up with something, you cut them with the word. Give them the Bible. Let the Bible cut. It cuts deep. And the more you give them scripture, they run out of words. We need to know the word of God like that, brothers and sisters. It is our foundation, but we must not beat people over their head with it. Amen? It is a time when we have to be aggressive but humble at the same time. Amen? And loving and meek at the same time, but aggressive and firm on what you believe. Amen? So no one can come and try to set you off on your feet. Well, let's move on. Question, what did Ezekiel saw had come upon the people of God? Because remember, God said, he will not pity, he will not spear. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 5. Thus says the Lord God, an evil, and only evil, behold, is come. What is this evil? God said, thus says the Lord God, an evil, and only evil, behold, is come. Ezekiel 5, 7, 5. Look at chapter 7, verse 5. The morning is come unto thee, O that dwellest in the land. The time is come, the day of trouble is near. The day of what? Trouble is near. So when the third angel and the seven last plagues fall, while the third angel were in progress, can the seven last plagues while Jesus is the high priest? No. I just show you, the man with the writer in corn, he report the matter. And spiritual prophecy say, who we report the matter? He report the matter to Jesus. Then when Jesus recognized, Jesus stand up, throw down the censer that to show no more intercessor, no more prayer. So if you are living a life and you are living in a sinful life, and when the message of the third angel closes, that's why he said, he that is just, let him be just still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. So whatever, so brothers and sisters, you see that we are living on edge. Advent light. Edge. We do not know when the third angel is going to close. That's why we are told that probation closed suddenly, unexpectedly. Lord have mercy. Help me. I don't want to be a castaway. Listen, the morning has come unto thee. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 7 to 8. The morning is come unto thee, O that dwellest in the land. The time is come. The day of trouble is near. And not the sounding again of the mountain. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense thee for all the what? Abomination. So the evil that is to come is a day of what? Wrath. And they have wrath, meaning God is going to recompense. Look at verse 9. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 9. And mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways and thine abomination that are in the midst of thee in your dwelling, the sins that you know about. And ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. What's he going to use to smite? The seven last plagues. Look at verse 12. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 12. The time is come, the day draweth nigh. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn it, for wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. Verse 13, for the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive. Don't worry about these rich men. All of them get richer and richer. The Bible say what? For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive. For the vision is touching the whole multitude, the whole world thereof. Which shall not return, neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. So this study must follow the seven last plagues. And in the future, by God's grace, we will pick up on these studies, brothers and sisters, because Jesus Christ is coming, and we need to preach the judgment of God, brothers and sisters. I am afraid of that study, because I'm even preaching that message to people, brothers and sisters. I'm shaking in my boots. I say, Lord God Almighty, mercy. Seven last plague, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lord have mercy. Brothers and sisters, if you are faithful, can you imagine you see all of these things falling on the wicked? And when they realize that you ain't, no sore is not on you. Your water, you drinking a bottle of water, your water is clear. All of a sudden, I have the same spring back of water like you. And my water turned blood. All of a sudden, I have the water turned blood. Blood, what is going on? They're going to say, you are the one that causing the hurt to be in turmoil. So this takes us into James chapter 5, when the world economy being controlled by sorcery. And Revelation 13, when we will not be able to buy and sell. It's on our doorstep. And the merchants of the earth in Revelation 18:23 want to control everything we have. God is bringing his judgment upon the whole world. James, let us move. We're not going to go to James chapter 5. Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 8. We still have a lot, brothers and sisters. We don't even don't reach halfway into the study, brothers and sisters. Lord have mercy. Time is against us. But even though, I get Sister Carla give me enough time. But man, all right, let me give you some more Bible verse. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 8. So Ezekiel chapter 8 records the abomination that were taking place in ancient Israel, which parallel our time, sun worship. I know you see a lot of our ministers going in an alliance, ecumenical alliance with Rome. Are we not saying anything? Lord have mercy. Ezekiel chapter 8 verse 8. Then said he unto me, son of man, dig now in the wall, and when I dig in the wall, behold a door. So now you're going to understand why God said, I will not fear. I will not pity. That's why he said, go now. Slay utterly old, young children. Now you're going to understand. Verse 9. And he said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Verse 10. So I went in and saw, and behold every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall around about. Can we, let us do a line up and line right here. And behold, every form of creeping thing and abominable beast. Can we do a line up and line? Yes. Revelation 18. Keep your finger at Ezekiel 8:10. Ezekiel 8:10. Revelation 18, verse 2. Go with me quickly. Revelation 18, we're going to do line up and line. Listen to what the Bible is saying. Ezekiel is paralleling our time. That was a fulfillment in the past, is fulfilling our time too. Ezekiel and Revelation 7 is the same vision, but different symbols. Amen? So now we are comparing Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 10, with Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, The great is fallen, and it becomes the habitations of what? Devil and the whole of every foul one. Spirit, call it. Do some comparison. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 10. So I went in and saw. I went in the church. I went into the pulpit where the two people them worship. And I went in and saw at the board meeting, in other words. And I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts is dealing with people, and all the idols of the house of Israel tree around about the walls. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2 again. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon is fallen, and it becomes the habitation of devils, and the whole of every false spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful. A cage of what? So what they used to trap men? Cage, like bird. So they are trapping man. What? Holy. So what Babylon used to catch man? Cage. Seducing spirit and doctrine of devils. Are you hearing this? Go back with me to Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 10 again. And I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall above. So we have been looking many years, brothers and sisters, for a Sunday law to be enacted in our land, right? And now that the movement is right upon us, we have. What are people going to do in the matter? We ask, what Advent Light going to do in the matter? We ask, when Advent Light see these things, what they're going to do? They're going to shut up like a hush puppy. What Advent Light God wants to give Advent Light a lion heart and roar, brothers and sisters, against these things. Because, brothers and sisters, people life are in danger. Our soul is at stake, and we need to preach like never before. Even if you are not a preacher, if you are not my sister, if you can't preach, but you know what the Bible and the spirit of prophecy said, you need to stand up for Jesus, stand up for your brothers and sisters, because if you don't stand up, that brother, that sister blood gonna be upon your hands. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 11, and there stood about 70 men of the ancient of the house of Israel, spiritual Israel, believers, Christians, and in the midst of them stood, let me skip that, these names, with every man his censer. Remember when Jesus, when the third angel finished his work, Jesus gonna what? Throw down the censer. Censer represents prayer. Who are they praying to? So I'd say even our many of our very ministers, when Sunday law enforced, they're even going to tell even the members to keep Sunday. And you know, a lot of you are going to keep it. Why? Because you don't know your Bible. You don't know Jesus. You don't have a relationship with him. You don't have no foundation. Your foundation is on the sand. It's not on the Christ Jesus. Cannot move. So when the pressure comes, when the draconian laws come upon you, you're not going to bend. You're going to stand, because your house stands on the rock. That rock is Jesus. You have built your house on the word of God. Your foundation is firm on the word of God, brothers and sisters. Advent Light, we're coming back next time by God's grace. Where is your foundation? My foundation is the word of God. Notice I give you Bible, brothers and sisters. If you don't have your Bible today, you don't have any power. So your Bible is your power, and your finger is a point. Put your finger on your Bible. Now you have your power point. Amen. So if you are listening to me and you don't have no Bible, you only have your point, and you can prove your opinion, and your opinion means nothing. It was the word of God said. Amen, brothers and sisters. And I pray that the Holy Spirit, we will not grieve the Holy Spirit in these last days. And I pray that God's presence will not depart from each and every one of us while we are about to depart from the line. I do not know if we have time to take questions, brothers and sisters, but I'm giving over back to the woman of God. Let me say a quick word of prayer, Father in heaven. We give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. I pray that somebody get this message. I pray that somebody will give my brothers and sisters a holy wholeness, a holy backbone, oh God Almighty. If we don't have no backbone, if we have fish bone, I pray that, Lord God Almighty, you will give us human bone so we can stand up upright for you, O God, and not to bend, not to lower the standard like others, not to compromise, but to stand for Jesus, not to see man, because when John the Baptist see Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. He don't see who around him, but he look on Jesus. I pray that my brothers and sisters, that we behold and see Jesus only and his word, and they can be changed in the blessing of his glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for that spoken word. And brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. I pray that you got all the scripture and spirit of prophecy written down so that you can go back and reread this and study for yourself and study with others, because we're supposed to be teachers. And also in early writing chapter 6, I was reading 42.1, right above, below that, it says, Satan is now using every device in this sealing time to keep the minds of God's people from the present truth and to cause them to waver. I saw a covering that God was drawing over his people to protect them in the time of trouble. And every soul that was decided on the truth and was pure in heart was to be covered with the covering of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. So may our family, our children be found on the side of truth, and may we be pure in heart so that we can be covered by the Almighty God. So I don't know if there's any comments or questions regarding what was shared. Please press 1 if you have a question or a quick comment. Before we close, again, thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to you. May the Lord truly bless you as you seek him, as you grow in spirit and in truth. Amen. I see no hands up, so I just thank the Lord again. God is good. He's worthy to be praised, and he's soon returning.